BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verses 1 through 5, edification of the church. The basic principle Paul insists on is that whatever is done in the congregational meeting must contribute to the edification, that is, the build-up of the congregation, verses 3 and 5b. He first stated this in chapter 12, verse 7, quote, "Now to each one the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good." This also agrees with the previous chapter concerning the way of love. "If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal." Chapter 13, verse 1. What is spoken in congregational meetings, then, must be intelligible to the listeners in the style and language they would understand, or at least be interpreted. Even if the message is in the same language, if it is not in a style and dialect they are familiar with, it could hinder the message. Years ago, I gave messages in countries where I did not speak the native language, and they did not speak mine. So, I was given an interpreter. If I had not used one, my message would not have been received, and so I and my message would have been useless to them. The principle applies to speaking in tongues. Therefore, prophecy that is understood is better than tongues that no one understands. The message is not only what I say, but how I say it. If a message is to be received, it needs to be conveyed in the best possible way, which can't always be said about my podcast. Communication is more than words. Communication involves dialect, style, and body language. Conviction of the heart from the messenger is as much, if not more, of the message as the words. Even actors practice their art before they perform on a stage in front of an audience. Therefore, I should seek the gift of prophecy, present God's messages to others, doing so in a manner that in a way that is best received by the audience. They should fall in love with Jesus, not fall asleep. And the same is true when I witness to a person. The way I say it from the heart is as much, if not more, than the words I say. Yes, I should say the truth in Jesus, but witnessing from the heart what Jesus did to me is big in the impression that I give to the other people of who Jesus is. BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.